You've heard of the Oscars, you've heard of the Emmys, you've heard of the Tonys, the Grammys. We welcome you to the Honors. The Honors.
The Honors Awards Gala held Friday night at the Renaissance Washington Hotel Northwest. Imagine a room full of unbelievable bravery and valor with some of the most decorated and legendary war heroes.
We're surrounded by heroes, several generations of heroes.
It's the 16th year that the American Veterans Center put on the awards ceremony.
We have General Frederick Croson, a hero of World War II.
I claim to have been in four wars, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and the Cold War. Because the last time I was shot at, it was during the Cold War.
It was 1981.
They were a terrorist organization, Germany. They missed.
Thank goodness.
Yes.
Recipient of the 2013 Audie Murphy Award, General Frederick J. Croson, Jr. General, please come forward.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And my question is, why me? I think that there are so many people deserving of this kind of an award.
This humble four-star Army general retired in 1983. He's 90 years old.
And now while I'm thanking people, I have a young lady over here at the table with me. If she stays with me for a little while longer, we'll be celebrating our 70th anniversary.
Jim Roberts is president of the American Veterans Center.
Chester Nez, the last living member of the Navajo Code Talkers, 92 years old, a double amputee.
Nez is being honored for his work as a Navajo Code Talker, one of the original 29 who were asked to come up with a code using their native language. It was the only code in modern war that was never broken.
This elite unit was to train as Marines while conceiving a code designed to be unbreakable by Japanese intelligence. Among the 29 was Chester Nez. Armed with their new code, Nez and the Code Talkers were dispatched to the South Pacific. Nez landed on Guadalcanal in November 1942.
Historians believe that the battle for Iwo Jima would not have been won without the Code Talkers.
I am very happy to have become one of the Code Talkers. I am so proud and very happy to serve my country.
The Code Talkers are credited with saving many American lives and helping win the war. Kathy Stewart, WTOP News.